But what about like your high school subjects? History and geography?
Again, I found high school was pretty easy.
Ah.
I did like classes like physics and chemistry, maths A, advanced maths, and second level advanced maths.
Oh, you Australians say maths?
Yes, with an S.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because Brits do that, but North Americans don't.
Yeah.
Canadians, even though we're in the Commonwealth, we say math. Like Americans.
Yeah,
like Americans.
America.
Americans. sorry, I interrupted you yet again. So you found maths and history easy?
So they were all fairly easy. I did advanced linguistics, English. I did advanced English in that time too. And literature. So I did all difficult classes because the more difficult our classes are, the more points we receive, and the more points we receive, the better university we can go to.
Sure.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
sure.
And I wanted to go to a good university. So
I'm pretty sure you'd be wasted in accounting. So you might want to change your mind on that.
that's kind of what I thought after I came. But well, I didn't think I'd be wasted. But I'm like, it's just not really for me.
No, I mean, you're going to get a good job and probably a fine income. But now that I've talked to you, I cannot see you as an accountant. It'd be a waste of all of your language. Unless you became an international accountant with international clients all over Southeast Asia.
Well, at the time when I was studying accounting, I couldn't speak other languages. And so people often said, oh, yeah, you'd be a good accountant. Like, you sound like you're an accountant.
I'm like, what does that mean? That's almost an insult. But, yeah, maybe, I don't know. Having languages is like an awesome weapon. I mean, it complements everything. If you're going to teach languages, of course, you should be a polyglot, much less bilingual. It's almost shameful sometimes how much I think about, even at this university, the number of instructors here, especially the English instructors here, who really only speak English.
Really? And how do they survive?
Because it's English.
But they're in Kita Kyushu. There's no English speakers. How do they go to like the town hall, or how do they order taxis or whatever?
Well, it's easy enough to say, taxi, right?
Yeah.
So you can get away with that, especially if you're white and you're tall and you're blonde. you can get away with basically just speaking at people in English. But it just seems to me that how can you understand, have any empathy for your students if you don't know what they go through with languages? I mean, at least learn another European language. At least learn Spanish, or at least learn German, so that you know what language learning is like. But there's an awful lot of people, even now, who basically speak only English. And because it's English, they make all their money with that.
Really? Yeah, I think it's important to understand like what your students are going through. If you can't empathize with them, like, you're not really going to be a good role model or exemplar or teacher.
And there's an argument to be said that, well, you know, if I only speak English, and that forces the student to ask their questions in English. Good enough.
Yeah.
But there are some questions that really are more efficiently asked in the target language. And can you imagine an Australian university seeking an Arabic teacher and hiring somebody who doesn't speak English?
No, that's
absolutely impossible.
That's crazy thought.